Hello, how are you today? I hope everyone is having an amazing Monday. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to the THC Show with Jericho Spence. Thank you for joining in. And today's topic is going to be reset. The Great Reset, which is probably what this period of history is going to go down in history as, from the looks of things. Welcome to the show. I'd like to get this kicked off with just a few details about some of the things going on in my life right now with my own personal reset. And then we'll look through the comments and see what you guys are wanting to talk about with regard to your own personal resets, any specific thing with regard to this renewal, what you might want to be pursuing and actively working on while we have this time of renewal. This isn't just a local thing, this is a worldwide thing. This planet has been split into nations and countries, from tribes and from continents full of people that were all considering themselves part of the land, part of one, and now we're all so separated and so distinguished from each other that we don't even see our fellow man as human anymore. Sometimes we let people just get exterminated at the hands of the governments who represent us as a people. And we let the media teach us how to turn a blind eye to these kind of things. And I just feel like the world is not accepting of this kind of behavior no more. This is why we see, you know, U.S. imperialism diminishing, you know, very, very quickly, very, very quickly. And there's a lot of scrambling going on right now to try to keep this oligarchy in place, if you will. But it just seems that, you know, the planet wants humanity to be a healthy part of the planet like it was traditionally, you know, before capitalism, the rise of capitalism really caused that to go away. And now it seems that the Earth wants us to be less of a cancer and more of an organ that actually helps the planet, you know, once again, as we used to be. So there seems to be a worldwide calling for the nomadic, the archaic revival, as the late great Terrence McKenna would say. You should definitely check out some lectures from Terrence McKenna on the archaic revival and what he called a journey back to being one with the earth, one with the plants, one with the organism that we live upon, that provides us sustenance that we are utterly destroying with so much plastic in the oceans and so much garbage and destruction everywhere. I mean, all you have to do to know that this reset, this great reset, is going to go down in history as one of the greatest epochs, you know, one of the greatest changes, moments of change in human history, is just the very fact of what nature is expressing to us right now, that humans have been withheld from our normal mode of business, which has not been the care of nature or the care of our environment. Now, I know a lot of different people from different parts of the world and from different class systems and backgrounds, and some of my friends are, you know, this, and some of them are that, and some of them may not like each other if they met. But that's the thing, is I've always been a pretty eclectic person with eclectic tastes, and I range from hip hop to classical music, and I mean reggae, and like I've been into so many different sections of society that my network is pretty diverse, very, very diverse. I'd say a lot more diverse than many people, but I'm saying that to say that some of the things that I talk about on this show, some people may think that these are Republican or Democratic ideals, or these are left or right wing ideals. What I tend to do is try to not feed into that polarization of us. And I try to deal with subjects that affect humanity, period, as a whole, because I see you as me and every single one of us as the same entity, and that entity is the divine, holy energy that we call God, the universe, the matrix, where all we're conscious, and all of us, we're all made of the same stardust, we're the same consciousness, and we're the same atom. All is a tomb, A-T-U-M. That was one of the things that Egyptians expounded upon and explored in their literature, and I think that doing a little research into what all is a tomb means would behoove most of us. But that being said, I just really feel that nature has shown us what we've done to the planet, how scared nature has been, how limited nature has been because of us, how much destruction to nature has been, has taken place under our watch, if you will. A lot of times what we tend to think is that human beings are more intelligent, if you will, or advanced than other creatures. And I just would like to say that on that subject, I think that we have a lot to learn from plants and all around us, especially plants. The plant kingdom is very, very, very intelligent. The intelligence and the education and the memory that some of these 200-500 year old trees hold, if the average American understood, average human understood the intelligence, the telepathy and the network capability of plants and how they communicate, I mean, it would really blow our minds. It shits on our communication. We got cell phones. We got cell phones, a signal that can barely, you know, work sometimes, and like, trees don't have no problem. Oh my God. But that's a whole other subject, you know. I just want to get into the, I didn't want to let that tangent take me aside from the main topic, which is the reset, but it's very important for us to understand that there are some very important, intelligent, valuable elements of nature that are speaking to us right now, and that we really need to hear, and we need to listen, and we need to use this as a mirror to look at our own cultures and our own selves and our own lives, our own behavioral patterns, our own habits daily. We need to look at the things that we are doing on a daily basis and try to focus a bit more on how we can become more at one with the planet, meaning less consumerism, less pollution, less littering, less less negative vibrational focus in general. Because even if you're just thinking negative thoughts, you're still affecting the planet in a negative way. And I know that this may sound a little extreme to some people, you know, in my circle, but there are some other people in my circle who know that this is real and it's serious. And no matter where you are in your level of consciousness and in your consciousness education, you can always be moving in this direction. So no matter where you are in your consciousness elevation, if you're moving in this direction, then I can connect with you. But if you're standing still, stagnant, and you're going backwards, then it's kind of hard for me to really feel that vibration, because my vibration is moving that way. And if your vibration is moving that way, then it's going to be too much friction for us to really like vibe. So it's just not going to be much of a connection between us. That's just where I'm at, you know? And I've always kind of been like that, you know? And while I was at places where I was in a lower vibrational state and in a lower consciousness state than I'm at now, when I was there, I was the same way. I was only trying to connect and network with people who are moving in the direction I'm moving in. And I think that in the past year or two, I've made a whole lot of strides, a lot of strides in my consciousness and in my willingness to accept negative vibrations around me less and less and less and less and less as time went on. And I'm at a point now where I'm just, I'm really, really clean. I'm really, really determined to focus all of my intention and all of my resources and all of my time into reprogramming myself into the highest version of me that I can possibly be. So this is my great reset personally. And I admonish you guys all to, if you're not already on the path of resetting yourself right now, that you start focusing a little bit on, like, what things you might be able to let go that you've been dying to let go, you just haven't had the balls to, or you haven't had the resources to, or you haven't had the time to, or you haven't had the focus to. Like, start thinking about the things in your life that are toxic to you, that bring you nothing but a drain on you, and don't produce anything of assistance for you. So start thinking about these kind of things and put a little focus into it, so that, you know, you can change one thing about yourself that makes you better. That does a lot to make this whole planet better. If everybody on the planet right now, if all 7.8 billion people all together today did one thing to change our habits and take one bad habit away or add one good habit, what would that do for the entire planet as a whole? So the point I'm getting at is that the macrocosm is in the microcosm. All is a tomb. You are Adam. You are the entire universe. The entire universe is in you. So when you change you, you're changing the entire universe. Everything changes because of the one fluctuation of your thought pattern going from negative to positive. This is real. And I'm going to be talking more about this in future shows. I've talked a lot about some of the stuff in the past, but I just really want to focus on, you know, with the Great Reset and how we might be able to reset ourselves greatly. And also, I see there's people watching, but I haven't really seen anybody commenting. So let me know. Just check in and say hi when you get in the room, so I know you're here. Love you guys. So anyway, I'm just getting at the things about me that I've been letting go, picking up new things that are a lot more healthy and helpful for me and for the world and for my peers and my community. You know, most people who know me and don't know me personally, I know that there's a lot of people watching who ain't never seen me before, who really don't know anything about me. It might help to understand a little bit about my background in order to get some of what I'm talking about right now, you know? Hey, Tanya, nice to see your face. Thank you so much. I miss you so much. I hope you're doing great up there in Chicago. Tanya Martinez, one of my best friends in the world, y'all. I love you, girl. It's good to hear you. I'm glad you're watching the show. Thank you. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention was that over the past like year, you know, it's been a process for the past 2 years, but it took me about 2 years to totally like get alcohol out of my system. That was one of the things that I needed to go, that needed to go from my life, so that I could reset into the new me that I was trying to become, and that I felt like too much consumption of alcohol was holding me back from. And while, you know, people who know me personally have never seen me like, you know, get in fights drunk or go to jail from being drunk or catch a drunk driving ticket. I didn't drive drunk. I didn't do things drunk that were really a problem for myself or for anyone else. I just partied a lot. But I did in my own, you know, I did experience negativity from it by, you know, waking up the next day after drinking hard and just not being at 100%, you know, and it taking a whole day sometimes for me to just, you know, run it out of my system so that I can feel normal again. You know, I did a little bit too much of that for most of my adult life. I admit that it's not an issue with me, you know, talking about my flaws. No one's perfect, you know, but I would like to say that that's something, not drinking a beer every once in a while. I'm talking about using alcohol on a 3, 4, 5, 6 day a week basis, you know? And for me, it wasn't beer, it was liquor at nightclubs, bottles of liquor getting, you know, pretty intoxicated quite often. So that could have a strain on your life. I think that I was able to really, really handle my business despite having that as a habit for 20 years or so. But even though I could move forward while indulging in that, leaving it out of my game plan has allowed for more exponential growth and for more exponentially precise focus on the things that I want to focus on in my life, like spiritual growth, like things that I've been wanting to get into, changing my diet even more than I had already, you know, went, you know, pretty much full vegan, except I still eat honey. I mean, I'll never be a full vegan because I'm always going to eat honey. I don't see that as a problem. And but just cutting out all the meat products and all the animal products. I think that just learning about the ways that these things are offered to us and how tainted they are by industry and by pharmaceutical industry, and you know, it's just it's become very apparent to me that altering my diet to become the most plant-based possible and the purest, most organic, untainted form of diet possible means that I'm giving my body what it was designed to operate at its optimal on, meaning not just my body, but my brain. So not only does your body operate better off eating a vegan diet, or at least for my body, I can't speak for everyone else. If someone feels like they need meat, I'm not here to shame anyone. I don't feel like, you know, that's my place. But for me, and after reading this book called The Sexual Politics of Meat by Carol Adams, I think anyone reading that book would have a different say-so on what meat does, not only to the body, but to the psyche in a patriarchal society. In a patriarchal society, people who eat meat and qualify meat to equate to how we value women is, you know, we are taking part in a process that devalues our mothers and our daughters and our grandmothers and our granddaughters and our sisters and our aunts and our nieces. We have to learn about this and address these issues to move our human culture as a whole, to move human society into the next level of higher consciousness. Just imagine all of the studies that have come out proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that eating red meat, at least, if not chicken, poultry, and seafood, but at least that red meat knocks 10 years off your life. Harvard's biggest study about it said that, I mean, our biggest think tanks know beyond a shadow of a doubt that eating red meat is harmful to the human body. It's not meant for human consumption. And no matter how much people try to tell you that you needed to build muscle, it's frankly bullshit. And if you don't believe that, then why don't you get on Google and type in, did gladiators eat meat? Did Roman gladiators eat meat? And what you're going to find out is that almost all Roman gladiators were vegetarians. Most Roman gladiators, now the biggest warriors in the empire that came here to fight in front of the emperor, the biggest, strongest warriors were all vegetarians. They've just uncovered a new tomb, a big mass grave in the Colosseum, near the Colosseum, where all these gladiators, you know, bones, and they were all vegetarians. So what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, in the, you know, as part of the Great Reset, it's becoming apparent to everyone paying attention that since Tyson Chicken just closed their biggest plant in the country down, and others are following suits, and other meat manufacturing plants and companies are shutting their doors and basically guaranteeing a food shortage for meat eaters in this country. And not only that, all dairy farms, milk products are going to be gone, because this is just the place that it seems the earth is demanding we go to. And it's happening. And it's happening fast. And it's going to be only a couple more weeks before a lot of people are going to be wondering why prices for beef and prices for like fresh milk are so skyrocketed high. Well, for one, the Fed keeps printing money. The dollar is declining in value. We are not probably entering a recession. We've been in a recession. We are entering a depression, it seems, from the most reliable forecasting available in the financial industries. It's apparent that we are going to be going through a depression, and probably the likes of nothing that any of us alive have ever seen. So that being said, I think that this Great Reset is going to be good for humanity. I think that while there probably will be a lot of people who are going to be suffering, and it's probably going to be some of the poorest among us that are going to be hit the hardest, especially they're saying, you know, Africa is going to get hit really hard. A lot of the places that don't have the infrastructure set up, their economies have just been shattered. And, you know, it sounds to me like it was a big power grab, but by the, you know, the 1% of the elites. But we'll see how this turns out. But I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm not here to talk about conspiracy theories. I'm here to talk about today, about the Great Reset, and about how to best be spending your time during this quarantine time. And I know a lot of cities are opening up. Today was the day that the governor of Florida's executive order opened up our sweet city, and the people are out like crazy today. So I'm really, really happy to hear that. But while we know that this has changed life in our country, at least, and probably the rest of the world forever, how are the changes that are being made in your world being handed to you? Are you having any control in the changes that are being made in your life? Are you having any control in the decisions that are being made about the changes that are going to affect your life? I think, and I would contend, that we have a lot more control over the decisions that are going to be really, really affecting us the most. Most of the decisions that we have to make right now that will affect us the most individually are how we're going to move forward consciously. And by that, I mean the foods that we're going to eat. Are they going to be foods that keep us unhealthy and make our brains work less efficiently so that we can't make the proper decisions even less efficiently because we're poisoning ourselves? Or are we going to be eating more green leafy vegetables, foods that are really good for our body and our brain so that we think better? I can say this unequivocally as being pertinent to the reset, because I reset myself about 14 years ago when I first came across plant medicine and experienced dimethyltryptamine. This experience reset me completely in one instant. In a 10-minute set, instance of my time, my entire paradigm melted away and became an entire new way to look at the world. I reset, was reborn into me, and the way that I see my life, the first 30 years of my life, I don't even consider I was living. I was running a program. I wasn't really making decisions that were based off what my spirit and soul wanted. I was living on a program of habits that were created by the music industry and entertainment and television and Hollywood and the streets and, you know, everybody around me that was contributing to the negative culture, the negative American, you know, capitalistic dog eat dog consumerist culture that we are all brought up and a part of, well, most of us anyway. And so that really grabbed hold of me in my youth. I'll admit it. I mean, I wasn't the best person to be around if you wanted high vibration, you know, but at about age 30, I mean, at about 21, I started moving in a direction, you know, towards the light, but I was really still pretty lost and I didn't know anything about real spirituality. I only knew history and it had an education on that kind of thing. But once I got into a little more spiritual experiences and plant medicines is really what brought that on for me, it really started to change things for me and allow me to make great strides in a very, very short period of time with regard to altering the level of vibration I wanted to focus on and exhibit and express to the world. So that being said, that is one really, really good way to reset. And I see that my friend Tanya says, I feel you on this. Quarantine has a lot of people turning into alcoholics. This is true. This is true. And one of the things that I wanted to bring about a little extra expounding on was the addiction thing, and that being one of them. Not only did I stop drinking alcohol, and when I say stop drinking alcohol, I mean, for me, it's like this. I don't like to label myself. I mean, when I started the show, I was talking about veganism and like, I really, really strive to be, you know, eat a plant-based diet. But I would rather say I want to eat a plant-based diet or I'm eating a plant-based diet rather than I'm a vegan. When you say vegan, it tends to label you and people who aren't that feel alienated from you. And that's not my purpose here. My purpose is not here to try to give myself a label that you aren't. It's just to try to explain where I'm going and offer some perspective on why I'm going that direction. And if there's anything that anybody out there wants to take from it or add to it, then that's what this discussion and dialogue platform called the THC Show is for. So please get in the comments and say what's on your mind. And I'm definitely, you know, interested in hearing it and responding to it. I wanted to go a little further with the reset part and talk about love and sex There's a few topics that I want to address that maybe for some people, you know, like a lot of people don't like to talk about these kind of things in a public forum. But I'm really like to the point, man, where I just don't even really, I don't have a filter anymore because my heart is pure. I only want good for myself and my community. And everything that's going to come out of my mouth from here on out is going to be love. I'm trying my best to stay away from fear and fear-based propaganda and fear-based information outlets and things that'll make me feel limited in my thinking of what's possible for the future, which to me is a community of love-based humans who are here to help the planet and help each other and experience a beautiful, wonderful, healthy, high vibrational life on this planet. I know that's possible, and that's all I'm going to see in faith for my future here, and that's the timeline I'm going to jump into. Now, if you want to talk about jumping into the timeline that you would like to jump into, then you have to first of all figure that out. What do you want for yourself? Let's start with the Great Reset by getting a piece of paper out, writing down, what do I want? Because most people have never written goals down. This is not a stereotypical statement. This is a fact that most people have never written down goals. Especially not after school or elementary school, high school or whatever. Most people as adults don't read books, they don't write goals down, and they get lethargic and they don't eat that frog. They procrastinate and they don't do all of the things that they want to do in their life if they really was to sit down and ask themselves, what do I want? So asking yourself, what do you want, is the key. And when you know what you want, ask yourself the next question. Is it good? Is it helpful? Does it hurt? Because if it hurts, then it's probably not a goal you want to embark on. It doesn't hurt other people. If it harms anyone or harms anything, then it's probably, in my opinion, not something that you know is worthy of making a goal. You want to help. You want to love. You want to grow. You want to get enlightened and enlighten others, you know? But long story short, that's just one of the things that is necessary for the Great Reset, for writing down of your goals. What do you want to do? Figure out how you want to be. If you don't like the way your life is going right now, if you don't like your job, if you don't like where you live, if you don't like your circle that you're around, if you don't like the neighborhood you live in, or even the state you live in, or the country you live in, if you don't like some of the things in your diet, if you don't like what you're listening to on the music side of things, if you don't like the TV or movies you're watching, if it's all making you feel fear, if it's all making you feel limited, or not if all, if any of it is making you feel fear, or if any of it's making you feel limited, then now is the time to say no. Now is the time to remove it. Now is the time, right now, when all this shake up shit is going on and it's like, psh, stir everything up in a pot and now let's create something new. This is the perfect time to start right now creating the life that you want for yourself. Because guess what? Everybody right now is so scared and unaware of what's gonna happen in the future that anything you wanna do right now is gonna get less scrutiny than it would have gotten. And it's gonna get less, you're gonna weird less people out by anything, and no matter how outlandish or how outside of the mainstream it may seem right now. If you wanted to go off the grid, buy a house, go off the grid and dig a well and farm, you know what? People would have called you a hoarder, or people would have called you a prepper and called you crazy 5 years ago. Now what? Now everybody and their mother wishes that they had a house at a homestead off the grid growing their own food with their own water and their own solar electricity. Now, all I'm saying is that there's, you know, different levels of resources and what people are able to do to reset. And I'm not trying to sit here and hold anybody to any standard. Do what you can to reset your life right now and focus on light and move this direction. Start shedding the things that you feel are toxic to you, the people that you feel are toxic to you, the substances, the foods that you feel are toxic to you. If it's toxic to you, then how irrational is it for you to continue introducing it to your body, to your life, to your energy body, to your soul, to your spirit, to your family, to your children, to your home, to the air around you? Think about it, man. I'm going to read another comment by my friend Tanya down here. She says, there is a show on Gaia called Initiation by Matthias De Stefano, Journey to the Beginning of the Universe, that I think you would love. Ashley and I have been getting together and watching it, and always talk about you being the first person who spoke these truths. Oh, thanks, Tanya. Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of this stuff for some years now, man, and I'm really glad that you and Ashley staying up on y'all education with everything consciousness related. And I really miss all the times we, you know, spent like hours talking about consciousness related things and just growing and actually doing ceremonies and all the things we've done in Chicago. I really do miss that, man. But I do know that we all grew from knowing each other, and it's not over. We're not like, you know, our friendship isn't over, but we're just distant, you know, from each other right now geographically. And while we have this space, you know, it's really good to connect every once in a while and throw each other the things that we're watching and the new information. I'm glad that we have those. I'm glad that we have this relationship, this friendship to do this with. You know, I know a lot of people that are on the conscious path, you know, and I can't say enough how much I appreciate all of you who have assisted me in growing myself, and you know, and even by helping you, if I helped you, that helps me too. You know, we all growing here, we all helping the species vibrate higher. So I just really thank people like Tanya Martinez and Ashley Croy for being real good friends of mine, and you know, being a part of my journey and helping me grow, you know. So she says she's been on my one quarantine buddy. We missed the heck out of you. That's dope. I miss you girls too, man. Tell Ashley I say hi. So anyway, I wanted to definitely get into kind of giving people a little advice on what to focus on and how to focus if you don't have the circumstances in life that you are attempting to have right now. And you know, it's really only a matter of how you limit yourself from having that. So removing the limits, that's really what we're trying to do here. And if people don't know how to remove the limits and really want some direction on that, I advise you to go back to my last season of the THC Show, which you can find them all at thethcshow.com. Or you can find them on my Patreon at patreon.com/Jericho Spitz. You can also go to YouTube and type in the THC Show with Jericho Spitz. And you go through the different seasons and episodes on my channel, and you'll find one called Fear as the topic. And in that show, I give a whole dialogue on how to remove the limits. And I think that anybody that's looking to figure out how to do their reset, take a listen to that episode if you haven't heard it already. And you'll get some ideas on analyzing yourself and picking out the things that are in your environment or diet or, you know, in your frequency range that are affecting you in a toxic way and how to remove them. And a lot of these things are just, I mean, not a lot of these things, all of these things, every single one of these things starts in your mind. Everything is mental. All is a tomb. All is mind. It all starts there. And so finding out how to go inside your mind and heal the wounds that are manifesting as those toxic things in the first place is the key. So I actually have a womb priestess, who is also a cacao shaman, that I'm going to feature on the show either next week or the week after. Her name is Michelle Roy. She's actually my beloved, and she's going to feature on the show and discuss wounds and womb healing, and it's some pretty powerful information that I recommend men as well as women both pay attention to, because there's some really, really deep work to be done on humanity as a whole, but on us as individuals, just going back and healing the wounds from our past, previous lives, and also from our childhood and the things in our lives in this particular timeline that have affected us and still affect us and manifest as toxic behavior. So we're going to have her on the show pretty soon to feature and talk about some of these things with me. And I hope you guys tune in. She's got a lot of education and a lot of wisdom to expound this topic with me. So I hope you guys check that show out too. Let's see. For myself personally, one of the biggest things that I've done for my reset is I've analyzed myself, my music, my career in the music and entertainment industry. I shot a movie. I had recorded an entire album and shot, you know, videos for every song on a 14 track album over the past, you know, 6 years or so, that was a very long project to try to complete. And by the time I got to the end of the project, or closer to the end of it, I realized that all of the music that I had been making, just not all of it, but most of it, was not resonating with who I was becoming. So to be an authentic version of myself, I had to shed the things that just weren't representing me anymore and who I am. So what I did was I dropped that album project, which was going to be called the Jericho Spitz LP, because most of the songs just are not songs that that vibrate on the frequency I've attained since I began that project. Oh, and I see my mom just joined. Hi, April, she said, and it's never too late to reset. Thank you for joining the show. I'm so glad to hear you. And you're right, it's not. And I'll be 100. If I need to reset again, I'll reset again, you know? But in the process of, you know, dumping basically an album that I spent, I don't know, over $100,000 on, including all the videos, probably, I don't even know how much money I spent on it over the past several years putting it all together, but I ended up dumping the project and I'm working on a new project. I'm also dumping the name. My name in the entertainment industry will no longer be Jericho Spitz. I am changing my name again to Jericho Rhodes. I'm going to leave the speculation about the change for a future time, but let's suffice it to say that I'm in Phoenix mode, reset mode, and that's a rising from the ashes. So Jericho rose from the ashes, and also there is my favorite plant in the world, which is called the Jericho Rose. If you don't know what that is, I suggest you order one. Put it in a bowl of water. Keep your eyes on it for 5 or 10 minutes. It'll blow your mind. It's used in magic. It's used in resurrection spells, which I've never done, but I use it more for its blessing capabilities and what it does for blessing your love, blessing a new love. She's got some blessings to give us, so I would recommend checking that out. Tanya Martinez says, love the new name, so much more suiting for you. Ah, thank you so much. I'm really glad that you like it. I happen to agree with you 100%. I think that the name suits me very well. So, welcome everybody to the THC Show. This is Monday, May 4th, 2020, and I am your host, Jericho Rhodes. Let this be my official moment of name change. Thank you so much for coming to the show. miss you guys. My mom says, I remember you had a Jericho Rose. Yes, yes, yes. Actually, me and my beloved Michelle watered one in a ceremony not long ago. It was beautiful. We actually just, that was about 3 weeks ago. We watered it and then we let her drink all the water. She opened all up and then she went back in. So we just have her in a storage spot right now. But we bring her out every once in a while and bring her back to life and let her bless our love, because, you know, part of this great reset was making some changes to my life that allowed for me to attract what I was looking for in a committed, permanent relationship, that I could find monogamy in and be completely happy there, you know, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a place where I just could only dream of being at 10 years ago, when I was still in a place where I could write some of the songs that I recorded for the album. I just had to drop, or dump, not drop, as in put it out. But so that's where I'm at now. And I'm really, really happy. And I'm happy with where my life is going. And the company that I have along for the journey now is just amazing. I'm loved in so many ways. And I just appreciate everyone who's held space for me to become the better version of me, the best version of me that I could possibly be. All of my friends who love me, I know who I know love me. I appreciate all of you. I love you all so much, and I thank you for being a part of my journey and just for all the back and forth and you know, exchange of helping each other become better along the way. I really thank you all for that. So now, you know, part of my reset is changing my name to Jericho Rhodes. deleting that entire album or whatever, maybe not deleting, but just setting it off to the side and not devoting another resource into it as I'm writing an entire new album right now that I plan to release under the name Jericho Rose. So for those who saw me, you know, leave Chicago pretty abruptly, well, I told some people that I was going to be leaving for a year or so before that, but, you know, it was a pretty much an abrupt exit. To a lot of people who just, you know, weren't ready for me to leave, you know, and didn't know, didn't see it coming. That was necessary, you know. It was very, very necessary for me to just kind of step away and get into a new environment, a new place that would allow me to look at my life from a perspective I couldn't see it at while I was in the middle of all I was in Chicago, you know. I had a huge circle there. I had 1,000 people on my phone. It was like so many people, you know, coming at me on a regular basis that I didn't even have time to think about what I wanted to do, because it was just, I was so caught up in so many different movements and so many different frequencies and so many tangents and waves that I couldn't really focus. And not, you know, top that off with alcohol consumption and clubbing and partying and, you know, probably smoking a little bit too much weed back then. And I just, I got to a place where I knew I had to change, and I knew I had to do something very, very drastic in order to be the catalyst for that change. And so moving to Orlando really, really, really did that for me. Moving to Florida really changed, you know, my environment enough for me to really get my head clear, be toxic free, substance free, super, super good diet. Now my brain's thinking like I've never thought so, you know, clearly in my life, and I could really vibrate where I wanted to vibrate and attract the love that I've been, you know, waiting, dying to attract to my life. And so I'm just really, really glad that I'm there now. And I want to be, for anybody that is not where they want to be right now, that is wanting to learn more about the details of my reset and what steps I took on the journey to release some of the things that are so difficult to release, I'll always be here as a guide and as a friend to anyone that wants to learn what I did in order to release some of the things that were toxic to me, that allowed me to make my life the best version of it that it's ever been, and the highest vibrational state I've ever been in, and also to attract someone to me that is my twin flame DNA soulmate that is so perfect for me. I just wonder every day like how we didn't meet sooner. It's so crazy, but sometimes you got to go all the way across country, you know, to meet that twin, to meet that perfect person for you, you know. So I'm just here to make people aware who might not know how easy and how possible it is to have the perfect life, that no matter where you are, anyone can have the perfect life. Anyone can create the perfect life for themselves. The first biggest obstacle in the way for most people is believing that they can do it in the first place. Most people get so downtrodden by life that they forget that they are God. They forget that they have manifestation power. They forget that they can just say something like, I am blank that I am, and the power in that word and that phrase start making the universe churn its gears to bring you what you state that you are. Your voice is powerful, your mind is powerful. Learning how to use it correctly to manifest the life you want is the key. And while many of you, friends of mine, family, community, people that are listening that may or may not know me, some of you may realize that the power in the law of attraction, the power in your voice, the power in the spoken word, the power in spelling, which is why I said write down your goals, just power in spelling. That's why they call it casting a spell. You can't do that without spelling something. It's spell. It's, I mean, getting into etymology and understanding language and the box that it puts on us and the limits that it creates for us is really, really paramount to freeing your mind and freeing yourself and freeing yourself from the shackles that block your manifestation power and the shackles that sabotage what you say you want. You might sit here and scream out of your mouth all day, I want this, I want this, I want this. But if your actions and feelings don't support that, it'll never manifest. And those actions and feelings, most of us, 95% of our actions and feelings on a daily basis and our words are on autopilot. And that means we're running a program. That means we're running software that you get to change. Change that software, change what your program is running 95% of the time. And you'll change your life. You'll change your frequency and your vibration, and that vibration and frequency will attract the you that you become. So this is what I'm on now. This is what I'm going to be doing on a daily basis. I'm going to be doing as many shows as I can every Monday, talking about the things that I'm doing and that I've accomplished and what ways I can use my growth and my journey and the journey of my beloved and those around me who are growing, what ways I can use our ideas and our perspectives to help the world and help you guys broaden your perspectives and horizons on some of these topics. And I love when you guys join into the comments and tell me what's on your mind and joining the conversation. I really appreciate that. Tanya said, ooh, we can't wait to hear the new you. Yeah, you should hear some of the songs right now. I got some dopeness coming, man. Different styles, you know, I'm gonna still play around a little hip hop here, a little reggae here, maybe even throw a little of that knocko kind of sound and folk music kind of stuff in here. I don't know, man. I'm just playing with some new sounds right now. One of my boys, Profound, he's a rapper from Chicago. He lives down here in Orlando now. I've been down here for a few years now. So, you know, I do got a little bit of that Chicago love in the area, you know, and I will be recording some new stuff for you guys. And who knows, man? I'll probably be doing a show up in Chicago by the end of the year, maybe just to come up and show some love, because I do miss you guys and I do miss my city. But I do hope y'all understand that I had to get away from it in order to, like, really shake off the parts of it that were infecting me with toxic, you know, substance. I can't not strive for better, you know? So, that being said, let's see. What else did I want to talk to you guys about with regard to the Great Reset? Well, one, like I said, was diet. You know, it's really, really important, I think, for people to strive to start eating a better diet. Because the better diet that you eat, the better your body's going to work, the better your brain's going to work. And the better your brain's going to work, the better you're going to think. The better you think, the better you're going to be able to reprogram yourself with focus, with clarity, with intent, intention. And that is very, very paramount, you know. You don't go to any spiritual retreat type place. You don't go, monks don't go to, like, you know, Buddhist temples, and you don't go to, like, ashrams, and you don't go to different spiritual places where you do spiritual work on yourself without having to change your diet. That's one of the first things they tell you when you walk in the door is, well, you know, we're only eating this here. Ain't gonna be no garbage, ain't no candy, ain't no sugar, ain't no soda pop, ain't no all the garbage that, you know, we consume on a daily basis. Like, that doesn't work for higher consciousness. That's a distraction to keep you from it. So while, you know, a lot of people who are foodies, you know, like a lot of us have been, I've been in the past too, you know, a lot of us are foodies, don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear someone tell us that we can't eat our favorite foods anymore and gain higher consciousness. I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and tell anyone what they can and can't do. What I'm going to tell you is my story and what worked for me. And I can tell you that the moment I stopped eating negative food and only started eating healthy, organic, plant-based diet, my life changed. My life changed for the better and drastically. For one, just learning how to fast in general and not overeat. Like 13, 14 years ago, when I first came across dimethyltryptamine, I learned immediately that you have to fast in order to use this properly. And I was someone at 30 years old, I had never fasted in my life. I had never gone more than probably 4 or 5 hours without eating and without being uncomfortable, because I was so used to keeping my stomach full. I always had plenty of money to do it with, so I always ate. And I smoked a lot of weed in most of my 20s and 30s, so I really ate a lot of food. And I stayed slim because I played so much basketball, but I ate a lot of food. I would eat sometimes 4 or 5 meals a day because I would smoke weed from sunup to sundown. And I would play a lot of basketball, run around with my kids and stuff like that. So I moved a lot. So I worked it off, but I would eat a lot of food. And so I was really at a place where I would get hunger pangs if I didn't eat as often as I used to. So when I first came across that dimethyltryptamine and found out that I had to fast in order to use it properly, learning to fast was really, really a struggle for me. But the enlightenment that I knew I could attain if I did overcome my appetite, I knew that that was worth it. I knew that it would be worth it. I knew that it would benefit my life in ways that would just, you know, make it worth it. So I found the fortitude and the determination to attack it, attack that problem, and I did. And one of the things that I had to do in order to learn how to fast was I had to cut back on weed, because weed makes you hungry. And so if you smoke weed and you're fasting, you're going to be in pain because you're going to be so hungry and having the munchies so bad. So the first thing to do if you're going to try to fast a little bit, if you know, work on diet, is cut back on weed. I mean, it's one thing to like take a couple hits, you know, but when you sit here and smoke a whole blunt to the face, which a lot of people in my, in the culture that I grew up with, adhere to, is to me now, with my, the way I look at it now, like smoking a blunt to the face is abusing weed. It's abusing marijuana. It's not using it to, it's not using it in a positive way when you're stuck on the couch staring at your phone and can't move because you don't smoke too much, you know? If I was to smoke a blunt right now, I would take two hits and put it out because that's all I need in order to be in an air of using Mary Jane in a positive manner, with like how she was meant to be used. She was meant to be used to aid in creativity, to take away pain, take away anxiety, to take away nausea. There's ways to use this in a beneficial way, and smoking 30 hits of weed is not a good way to use marijuana, in my opinion. Like, you can do what you do. I'm not trying to judge anybody. I mean, I've smoked so much weed in the past, and I'm not here to judge anybody for where they're at. That's just where I'm at now. And I really, really am grateful that I was able to get to that place, because it's allowed me to think more clearly than I ever have in my entire life. And it's allowed me to really focus on the things in my life that I want to grow, and that's nothing toxic, and it's only love, things that are love based and things that are helpful to humanity, helpful to my community, helpful to my family, and helpful to myself. So that being said, I'm going to probably, well, hold up. April Clark says, yeah, you can't meditate at a McDonald's. Yeah, I think that whatever magic McDonald's is using in their smells, and by that I mean alchemy or chemicals, they have, you know, mastered creating a scent that will make someone have to have food. So I definitely agree with that statement right there. That's pretty funny. I haven't set foot in a McDonald's in a very long time. I would never, ever, ever, ever. Unequivocally, I would never eat McDonald's. I would literally fast for 5 days straight if McDonald's is the only thing that I can eat. I don't want, that's poisonous, toxic, and I don't believe that there's anything in that restaurant that qualifies as food. So there's that. My daughter's 17 years old. She just turned 17 years old last month, and her entire life I've never taken her to a McDonald's. Not once. And I mean, I've had her. You know, she's lived in my house quite a bit, and I never, ever, ever taken her to a fast food restaurant. There's a better way, and I'm glad that I've been blessed enough to have found the determination and fortitude to veer away from being raised on the American diet, and being able to step away from that toxic intake of consumerism. That being said, Tanya says, when you're fasting, what are some of the foods you use, tools you use to endure? Okay. Well, one of the things I would recommend the most is, aside from staying back from weed, or at least much weed, which will make you hungry, is to sit down, calm down, lay down. Rest. It's really about resting. It doesn't mean necessarily sleeping, but it's kind of difficult to go around a full day of your normal day using the muscles in your body, which require energy. It's kind of difficult to go through a period of fasting without resting, because you're using your body and using your muscles. You're going to want to eat. Your body's going to need food. Now, if you have a couple extra pounds, you're not going to die. Your body's going to start turning fat into energy. And when it starts that process, ketosis, you know, begins, and you start producing ketones. That's why fasting, or if your digestive system doesn't have anything in it for approximately 12 hours, your body starts to produce ketones. your body starts to turn fat into energy. And at that point, when you're producing ketones, ketones are like magic. They make you younger. They heal things in your body. This is why fasting is so important to add to your health regimen. She said, what are you thinking of when you fast? What are some of the things you're trying to manifest? Well, it's not that I'm using fasting to manifest. I use the law of attraction and feeling appreciation to manifest. And then I back that with everything I can in my life, action and thought wise. However, and for the question of what are some of the things you're trying to manifest, what are you thinking about when you fast? I'm focusing on toxins leaving my body. If I fast, I'm drinking a lot of water. That's the only thing, water or tea, if I fast. There's different things that can help cleanse the body while you're fasting. And this is what I would want to focus on, seeing negativity leave my body, visualizing things that I know I put into my body that were toxic, seeing them leaving, feeling them leaving. You know, every time I use the restroom in one or two while I'm fasting, I'm seeing the toxicity. I'm seeing the consumerism. I'm seeing the low vibrational, the addictions. I'm seeing it all leaving my body as I'm fasting. So it's not necessarily that I'm trying to manifest a specific thing that I'm trying to create, but I am focusing on what's leaving when I'm in that process. So what I do is I rest and I work on more writing and more mental exercising kind of things rather than anything physical. That's one of the biggest things that you can do to make fasting easy is stop moving. Because if you're not moving, then your body doesn't really need much, you know? So I hope I answered that question to your satisfaction. I see you said love it, so I'm assuming I did. Thank you. So that being said, I would like to kind of wrap this up in just a little bit because, you know, I'm going to be making the shows roughly an hour long as often as I possibly can. I don't want to go too much over that most days because I'm trying to make sure that I wake up at 4:44 every single morning. I haven't been, honestly, but a lot of days I am up that early. I'm up by at least usually 6. 7 maybe at the latest, but I'm trying to work it out so that I'm up at 4:44, every single morning. And in order to do that, I'm trying to get into bed, you know, by 8, 9 in the morning. Some nights I'm in the bed already. And so if I finished wrapping up the show around 8 o'clock and I spent about an hour editing the YouTube version and throwing that up online, I don't want to really keep the shows going past an hour. So, 4:44, Tanya says, why 4:44 a.m.? Well, for one, 4:44 is an angel number, of course. It's also a special number for me personally. I can expound on a few reasons why, but just let it suffice that I use it to communicate with a higher being who I communicate with. And I guess I'll just leave you that way. That's a signature number that this being will grant me their presence if I use this number. So it's kind of important for me just in general from a numerological perspective. But I think that just being up around 4 a.m., you know, there's a lot of gurus who talk about that. Like, for example, Sadhguru. Sadhguru gives a good lecture on waking up around 4 a.m., 3:45, 4 in the morning, right? There's a reason for being up around that time, you know. There's a window of opportunity with regard to consciousness and diving into the deeper aspects of yourself, you know? Like we want to ascend, rise up the chakras to the crown chakra. That's ascending. But we also, we don't want to not descend. And when I say descend, I don't mean descend vibrationally in a negative way. I mean, you have masculine ascension to the crown chakra, and then you have feminine descension into the womb area or the root chakra. And so mastering the dynamics of using your energy body in this way and going in and out, going up and down rather, is pretty important work that needs to be done in order to ascend. So that being said, I'm trying my personal best to wake up around 4:44 every morning, and this is why I'll be trying to shut the shows down by about 8 o'clock if I can, and I'll go a little longer, but I do want to get proper rest so that I can wake up and have a productive day starting quite early in the morning. And if this doesn't work out for me, then I might just have to move the show up one more hour and start around 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that'll be like 6 in Chicago moving forward in the future. We'll see how that goes. But for now, I just wanted to touch on everybody, touch on this reset with everybody, and kind of just discuss some of the things that I'm working on right now, and just kind of dialogue with you guys about what ways we can use this great reset to better ourselves and to work on higher consciousness. One thing I do want to kind of apologize for is the abundant political messages, and not necessarily like right or left politics, but just things that were not necessarily involving consciousness. I've been posting a lot of things about COVID and about 5G and about the correlation and things like that. I don't really want to use this video to talk about those things, but I just want to say that I do feel like some of the things involved in that subject are limiting to higher consciousness, which is why I post them in the first place. But if I've been overdoing it a little bit, I apologize for that. But it's just really coming across a lot of information that I just want to share, and I hope you guys are benefiting from it in some way. Tanya says, I ask about 4:44 because I find myself waking up around this time, and it's the only time I wake up remembering some of my dream life. Bingo. It's a very, very popular, I'm sorry, it's a very, very powerful time to be awake. And I know I've told you, Tanya, about this book I read years ago by Robert Bruce called Astral Dynamics. And if you haven't had a chance to read a copy of that book, I would suggest you get it on Amazon or find it somewhere, because it's a very... holler at Monique. Monique bought a copy of it, and she'll probably let you borrow it when she's done reading it, if she hasn't been done reading it already. But it's really, really powerful information. It's the first book. It's the first person, Robert Bruce, the author, who gave me the information that allowed me to successfully meditate and get into a meditative trance state that allowed me to leave my body and have an out-of-body experience and travel in the astral plane without using any substances, being 100% completely sober. It's a really powerful book. There's some really powerful information and methodology and instructions on how to use your consciousness, how to take control of your energy body, how to clean and clear all of the energy centers in your energy body so that all your energy is running smoothly through it all. And what's possible once you are able to achieve that will really blow your mind. So I suggest, you know, you get that book, everybody, not just Tanya, but get Astral Dynamics by Robert Bruce. It's a very, very powerful book. It really changed my life. That being said, I think that I'm going to stop saying that being said and get to this last comment before I wrap up the show. April Clark says, miss you, son. Glad you're okay and happy. Keep growing. Thank you, Mom. I love you. I love you so much. I appreciate all the direction you've given me in my life, all the books you've given me and sent me to help me grow. Like, hell, my mom sent me The Sexual Politics of Me by Carol Adams. My mom also sent me another book that I mentioned in my Instagram feed last week called Women Who Run With Wolves. Oh my God, these are like powerful books. that are not just for women. These books are for men to read. If you want to help be a part of the patriarchy coming down, and that doesn't mean the matriarchy coming up. That means there being a balance between the two so that neither has to rule the other, so that we work together as a species for the better of all humanity, male, female, black, white. You know, this is what I'm aiming for. This is what I'm giving my time, resources, energy, creativity, and talent to. So if you want to be a part of this process for me, please join in the movement, man. That's what THC Show is all about. Talk about these ideas out here. Tanya said, love you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys joining the show. Thank you for being a part of the dialogue and being a part of this conversation. I love you guys. I hope everybody is resetting and using this time to become the best version of themselves that you could possibly be. The first time in my life I heard that term, be the best version of yourself you could possibly be, was in a book called Conversations with God by Neale Donald Walsh. That's N-E-A-L-E, Donald Walsh. This man really has a powerful little trilogy of books called Conversations with God, Volumes 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. These three books I read when I was 21 years old changed my entire life. First time it really gave me an idea that I could be a better version of me. Whoa, I could be better? You know, it's a really powerful read. So I'd also suggest checking into that if you're looking for more information or more direction on becoming a better version of yourself. Then my mom, Tanya said, my favorite ever. So I'm assuming you meant that book. Yeah, changed my whole life. Yeah, changed mine too. My mom said, you're welcome. Always made you kids read, read, read. Knowledge is power. Thank you. Yes, you did. And I appreciate you. God, I love you so much. I have so much gratitude for you making me read all the books and always having a library of just science and math and space and aliens and entertainment. And I mean, just so much nonfiction about every subject. And you never denied me any information. My mother always allowed me to read any book in her library, no matter what the topic was. If it was in a library, I could read it. And that was such a blessing for my life, and just educating me and giving me freedom from the limiting programming that you'll get from the school system. If you don't have a balanced extra other version of the story, you know, if you can't see both sides of the story, then you only get what they're pounding into you, this official version of the story, which, as we're seeing, is 99% false. Everything that's coming out in the media about all the new discoveries from all these ancient places that are going back 100,000 years and proving that we had technology beyond what we have today 100,000 years ago shatters everything that they taught us in school. Everything that we've learned in history books is false. Every single thing in history books is false. So I'm just saying that to say that the reason that most of that false history never really had an effect on me was because my mom always had a ton of books that offered different perspectives. And so I always had another perspective that balanced it out for me, so that those toxic thought waves and facts that weren't really facts didn't really sit well in my consciousness. So the reprogramming was a lot easier for me because I paid attention and I read the books and I did the knowledge, and I'm going to continue doing that for the rest of my life. So I just want to give a shout out to April Clark, my mom. Thank you so much for bringing all these books and all this education into my life, and never being too busy to sit down and talk to me about real stuff, and always letting me be myself and supporting me and my creativity, supporting my music and supporting my path the whole way. I will always, always love and appreciate you for that. So thanks again. And happy Mother's Day. I love you. It's coming up. I know I can't be there in Phoenix with you, you know, on Mother's Day, but I'm glad that you got my gift that I sent you in the mail. And I hope that you send me a picture of you holding it up just so I can see you with it, because I want to know you got it. I bought it all the way from Germany to give to you. So anyway, love you. Thank you. I love you too, Tanya. You guys have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for joining the show. Everybody, this has been The Great Reset with Jericho Rose on your DTHC show. Catch me at patreon.com, where you can support the movement, at patreon.com/JerichoSpits. If you're not already a patron, I do hope you support the movement and sign up there and donate whatever you can every month, because it does help me keep this platform moving for you guys, and it does help me keep my own personal movement on my creativity and the things that I'm going to be bringing you guys on the music side of things moving forward. That being said, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap the show up here. We are Jericho Rose, and the plants at the THCshow.com. Thanks for joining the show. Love you guys. Peace.